Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Okay, so Ram Roy, please, you can lead us in the Sanskrit.
Индра Прабху просит Рамрой Прабху прочитать санскрит.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая.
Ом намо Бхагавате.
Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 33, the Rasa Dance, Verse 39.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Песня 10, Глава 33, Танец Раса, Стих
39.
Идам,
Ча, Вишно, Шадананвито, Нушнуяд, Ата, Варнаед, Я, Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Ridrogam Asav Apinoti Achirena Dira Vikriditam Braja Vadubir Idam Chavishno
Vikriditam Braja Vadubir Idam Chavishno
Shudanvito Nushnuyat Atta Varnayedya
Shudanvito Varnayedya
Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pati Labdhya Kamam
Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pati Labdhya Kamam
Vidrogam Asapinoti Achirena Dira Vikriditam Braja Vadubir Idam Chavishno
Vikriditam Braja Vadubir Idam Chavishno
Shudanvito Nushnuyat Atta Varnayedya
Shudanvito
Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pati Labdhya Kamam
Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pati Labdhya Kamam
Vidrogam Asapapinoti Achirena Dira Vikriditam, the sporting.
Igre.
Rajavadubi, with the young women of Vrindavan.
С молодыми девушками Вриндавана.
Идам, this.
Эти.
Ча, and.
И.
Вишну, by Lord Vishnu.
Господом Вишну.
Шраданвита, faithfully.
С верой.
Анушнуя, hears.
Слушает.
Та, or
или
Varnayet describes
описывает
Ya who
тот
Bhaktim devotional service
преданное служение
Param transcendental
трансцендентное
Bhagavati unto the supreme personality of Godhead
верховной личности Бога
Pratilabhya obtaining
достигает
Kamam material lust
материальное вожделение
in the heart
в сердце
Rogam, the disease.
Болезнь
Ashu, quickly.
Быстро
Apinoti, he drives away.
Он искореняет
Achirena, without delay.
Бесследно
Dira, sober.
Очищается.
Translation
перевод.
Anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's
каждый,
playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain
игры,
Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer
Господу.
Lust, the disease of the heart.
От вожделения, тяжелой болезни сердца.
Hears,
каждый, кто с верой слушает или описывает любовные игры Господа с молодыми девушками Вриндавана, быстро достигнет чистой преданности Верховному Господу. Так он быстро очистится
and conquer lust,
и возвысится над вожделением
the disease of the heart.
Болезни сердца.
Purport.
комментарии. Невероятное могущество супружеских игр Господа Шри Кришны ясно описано здесь. Качественно, трансцендентные любовные игры Господа прямо противоположны материальному вожделению, настолько, что просто слушая об этих играх Господа, преданные быстро возвышаются над сексуальным желанием. Читая мирскую литературу эротического характера, слушая какие-то мирские романы, едва ли мы сможем преодолеть сексуальное желание. Скорее, наоборот, усилим наше вожделение. Но слушая или читая о супружеских любовных играх Господа, имеющих абсолютно противоположную духовную природу, мы получим абсолютно противоположный эффект. Поэтому это беспричинная милость Господа, то, что Он проявляет раз Лилу в этом мире. Если мы сумеем развить привязанность к этим повествованиям, мы ощутим благодать духовной любви и так отвергнем извращенное представление о любви, которое есть не что иное, как вожделение. Господь Кришна говорит Бхагавад-гите, Парамбриштване Вартасе, однажды почувствовал вкус высшего человека, когда не вернется к материальному наслаждению. The Rasa Dance. Так заканчивается комментарий смиренных слуг Шрилы Прабхупады к 39 стиху 33 главы Расы Лилы.
You read that really fast. Did everybody pick up on it? Did you catch what was being said? I hope.
А Индра Прабу говорит, что Рамрой Прабу читал слишком быстро и волнуется, все ли успели понять, о чем идет речь.
Ома Гьянати Мирандасья Гьянанджана Шалакая Чакшу Амлитам Джена Тасмай Шри Гурве Намаха Шри Чайтанья Манобиштам Стапитам Джена Бутле Свайам Рупа Гадамаям Дадати Свапта Дантикам. Хей Кришна Куруна Синду Дина Бандо Джигапате Гопеша Гопика Канта Радха Канта Намастуте Тапта Канчана Горанги Радхе Вриндавани Свари Вришабану Суди Деви Пранамами Хари Прие Shri Radhika Pranasamam Kanyasam Vishakaki Shikshita Sokya Sostavam Lilami Tanuch Taritanga Madhurim Anangapuvam Pramami Manjanam Vanchakopatrubhyas Chakripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This statement here in the purport,
то, что говорится здесь в комментарии,
qualitatively, the Lord's spiritual loving pastimes are the diametric opposite.
Это нечто качественно, диаметрально противоположно материальному вожделению. Настолько, что просто слушая об этих играх Господа, преданные возвышаются над материальным сексуальным желанием. Это утверждение, которое появилось благодаря стараниям смиренных слуг Его Божественной милости A.C. Бхактивиданта Свами Прабхупады.
These statements are quite in keeping with the
эти утверждения полностью соответствуют мнению предыдущих ачарьев.
So, this morning I would like to take a little peek at
сегодня я бы хотел
what Shri Goswami has to say about
these things, what Jiva Goswami has to say about these things,
and especially what Vishwanath
Chakravarti Thakur говорит по этому поводу,
and even more especially
и даже в еще большей особенности
what our
рассмотреть, что наш Шрила Прабхупада говорит по этому поводу.
Of course, in previous classes
В предыдущие разы, когда я давал лекции,
rather exhaustively presented Srila Prabhupada's statements concerning the importance of hearing pastimes with the gopis
относительно важности слушания
from different passages in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Вот на этих утверждениях, содержащихся в различных местах в книгах Шрилы Прабхупады.
Since this morning marks the end of our study of the Rasa Panchadhyaya, this is the last verse in the five chapters which deal with Krishna's love dalliances with the gopis.
Любовные игры Кришны и гопи.
And this is what can be called as the fruit which is being offered by Shukadeva Goswami. He's telling anyone who faithfully hears or describes,
который говорит, что каждый, кто слушает или описывает
the young gopis of Vrindavan, will attain the Lord's pure devotional service.
Игры Господа Кришны с гопи,
sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart.
Быстро достигнет чистого преданного служения и избавится от слабости сердца, материального вожделения.
Для
нас очень важно осознать это трансцендентное могущество этих игр. Когда они в том случае, если они слушаются кем-то, кто имеет достаточно веры для того, чтобы обрести вот эту изначальную склонность слушать от авторитетов, потому что многие люди, они могут слушать отовсюду, откуда угодно.
Just like one time,
как однажды
Бхактивинода Тхакур,
он сказал,
that if someone hears the Bhagavat,
что если кто-то слушает Бхагават Катху,
a professional reciter of Bhagavatam,
от профессионального рассказчика Бхагаватам,
that is very, very good.
Это очень, очень хорошо. Потому что,
please pay attention to this point.
Пожалуйста, будьте внимательны.
It is very, very good that
это
one should hear.
Хорошо, очень хорошо, что кто-то может слушать.
From the professional reciters of Bhagavatam.
От профессионального рассказчика Бхагаватам. Потому что благодаря такому слушанию
amass so much piety.
Он накопит так много благочестия.
One million lifetimes
что по прошествии миллиона жизней такого слушания от профессионального рассказчика
so much piety,
он накопит достаточно благочестия и достигнет, добьется разума для того, чтобы слушать от чистых преданных Кришны.
What he is really trying to say is that
что вот здесь на самом деле говорится, это что слушая профессиональных рассказчиков Бхагаватам, вы можете ожидать того, что останетесь в этом материальном мире на миллион жизней.
Миллион жизней,
джанма, мритю, джара, вяди, мритью и так далее.
You may gain the experience which will gradually dawn on you
опыт,
that you're not getting anywhere by hearing from the professional reciters of Bhagavatam, and that you should rather have the inclination to hear from the pure devotee in
склонность для того, чтобы слушать о чистых преданных по цепи ученической преемственности истинной парампары, воистину следующий регулирующим принципом. ученической преемственности, тогда эта Бхагават-катха будет могущественной. Две составляющих там.
One is the potent speaker.
Первое — это наделенный могуществом рассказчик, кто-то, кто следует принципам ученической преемственности. В первую очередь, тот, кто
шотриям,
кто услышал шотриям, брамаништам.
Шотриям means to hear.
Это означает услышал от авторитетов.
Receptively hear, not in a challenging spirit.
Смиренно выслушал,
but with submission.
А не в духе вызова.
With the willingness.
With the willingness,
submission means to have the willingness to consider the validity of the statements of the acharyas.
Авторитетность заключения ачарьи.
He must have the willingness to consider
that
the statements of the acharyas
are valid in the matter of one's
coming to any conclusion or making a decision. Concerning
в отношении
any of the, truths
в отношении concerning the истины и попыток
in spiritual
достичь
life.
Какого-то прогресса в духовной жизни.
So, I would like to, before I get into,
я бы хотел
reading, I'm going to read a few things. So,
я хочу почитать
if you kindly
кое-что.
Bear with me, not bear with me, but
и если вы милостиво согласитесь вытерпеть меня и не только вытерпеть, а выслушать
the,
и попытаться понять и оценить по достоинству точку зрения наших
ачарьев,
что они говорят по этому поводу.
Today we're not going to discuss, because
сегодня мы не будем
always
обсуждать
less and less time.
Потому что всегда не хватает времени
these,
на то, чтобы,
so we're
так сказать, развернуть эти идеи.
Any
и сегодня мы не будем обсуждать никакой лила-катхи,
which is, perhaps disappointing to some of us, but,
то, что, может быть, кого-нибудь из нас расстроит.
But, rather, because in keeping with the verse
опираясь
in purport, in the matter of Shukadeva Goswami's answering Rishit Maharaj's question about the validity of Krishna's apparent reprehensible activities,
его, так сказать, недостойного предусудительного поведения.
Stick to philosophy for the classes. Prabhupada told that Harinam Sankirtan is for the masses.
Говорил Шрила Прабхупада,
and philosophy is for the classes.
На массы,
and
философия это для классов.
Jai Shri Shri Nitai Nitai Gaurari Sam Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Harinam Sankirtan is for the masses. Philosophy is for the classes. And Lila Kirtan, this is an important point that should be brought out. Lila Kirtan is for the inner circle, the intimate Sajjatiya
Sangha.
So there's a distinction between Lila Kirtan and the presentation of Rasa Lila as it was done by Shukadeva Goswami to the assembly who were gathered about Maharaj Parikshit at the time of his departure from this world. Lila Kirtan
is
for relishment of the bhavas which are displayed in the course of Krishna's loving dealings
были,
with his
так сказать,
devotees.
Кришны в отношениях с его преданными, so в отношениях Кришны и его преданными. Поэтому в Лила Киртане,
because it is the bhavas which are to be relished.
Эти бхавы, которые должны вкушаться.
Hare Krishna, please.
Ощущаться.
Because the bhavas are to be relished.
Так как эти бхавы должны.
It is expected that those who are.
Испытываться, ожидается, что тот, кто.
Absorbed in hearing and chanting. Lila Kirtan,
тот, кто погружен,
that they should have the qualification for relishing the bhavas.
У него должна быть эта
so,
квалификация
in Lila Kirtan,
для того, чтобы вкушать эти бхавы. И в Лила Киртане
very little, if any, exposition on the actual philosophy
мало, если вообще есть
concerning
какие-то,
the principles of Sambandha Tattva Gyan. Because it's
реальной
to be
философии касаемо принципов Самбанда Таттва Гьяны, потому что подразумевается, что эти личности,
who are thus absorbed in Lila Kirtan,
которые таким
образом погружены в Лила Киртан,
так или иначе уже должны пройти через эти стадии развития своего преданного служения.
Lila Kirtan,
поэтому таким образом
Лила Киртан,
особенно Лила Киртан,
который on Krishna's intimate loved alliances with the gopis,
сконцентрирован на любовных играх
Кришны
с гопи,
especially is not recommended
в особенности
to be indulged in a public assembly
для разглашения,
because such Lila Kirtan
на широкую публику, потому что такой Лила Киртан
not coupled with a philosophical exposition, it will not, let's say, help to clarify the doubts or the misunderstandings that may crop up in the heart of persons who are not properly trained in the
Vaishnava
Siddhanta.
Однако,
it is evident by the commentaries of
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, становится ясно,
in the assembly of this Bhagavat recital by Shukadeva Goswami, there were many non-devotees, smarta brahmanas,
karmis,
gyanis, yogis,
yogov,
persons who were not, let's say, possessed of a proper devotional disposition. Certainly, who were not possessed of a proper devotional maturity.
So
many of these types of people were present, and certainly Shukadeva Goswami was aware of that, and certainly he knew that these topics may raise a few eyebrows. However, because there was at least one qualified hearer,
потому что если в конце концов есть хотя бы один квалифицированный слушатель, такой как Махарадж
Парикшит,
а квалифицированный слушатель означает верующий слушающий, тот, кто заинтересован в том, чтобы должным образом понять суть от авторитетов,
open the topics of discussion
том, чтобы,
in such a way that all may be benefited.
Ключе,
so,
because
all these types of non-devotional elements were present,
Parikshit
Maharaj saw the necessity
там,
to raise
Махараш
a few questions which would help to clarify the subject matter, so
вопросы,
in the course of the Lila Katha, there would be no misunderstanding among unqualified personages.
So,
this is the difference between Lila Kirtan and Bhagavat Katha. Because In the Bhagavat, there is ample, let's say, opportunity, ample facility,
even
in the 10th canto itself, there's ample facility for anartha-nivritti, there's ample facility for, let's say, clearing the doubts about the transcendental nature of Krishna's, let's say, appearance and activities, so that one can understand properly. Even in the course of the Rasalila chapter, which is considered to be the, let's say, pinnacle of Bhagavad philosophy, Bhagavad Katha, the summit. In the course of this chapter alone, there is sufficient discussion about Bhagavad Siddhanta, which will help the hearer to properly understand the truth concerning Krishna's transcendental supreme position as the autocratic bhokta or enjoyer. Bhuktaram jagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram saridam sarvabhutanam gatvam mam shantim richtati. These things are all being presented in the course of this very rasa panchadhyaya. So that there will be peace in the heart, enough peace so as not to be agitated by the ignorance which causes the misconceptions about the nature of Krishna's dealings with his devotees. So, anyway, I would like to now refer to Srila Prabhupada's discussion on this topic in the Krishna book. I've presented this small section here before, but then I'll move on to another section. This is at the end of Srila Prabhupada's discussion on the description of the rasa dance in Krishna book. The difficulty is that the whole world is full of mayavadis. And when they become professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam, and when people, without knowing the effect of the Mayavad philosophy, hear from such persons, they become confused. Discussion of the Rasa-lila among people in general is not recommended because they are affected by the Mayavad philosophy, but if one who is advanced explains and people hear from him, certainly the hearers will be gradually elevated to the position of Krishna consciousness and liberated from materially contaminated life. So that's a pretty big but. Generally, it's not recommended. It's not recommended for people who are not following the specific succession to speak on the chapters concerning Rasa-lila, because generally they are infected with Mayavad philosophy, which suggests that we should bring Krishna's lilas down to mundane mayic activities. Because the Mayavadis, they think that Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's name, Krishna's lilas are all manifestations of the mundane or Maya. That's why they're called Mayavadis. So, and because they've been preaching in this world considerably for since time immemorial, many people will be affected by this understanding. And when they will hear from such persons, they will become, let's say, further implicated in mundane conceptions of the thing. But Prabhupada says, the big but, if one who is advanced explains the thing, and people hear from him, certainly the hearers will gradually be elevated to the position of Krishna consciousness and liberated from materially contaminated life. And he goes on further to say that Shukadeva Goswami concludes this episode of the Rasa Lila as we're presently reading in today's verse by pointing out that if a person hears from the right source about the pastimes of Krishna, who is Vishnu himself, and the gopis, who are expansions of his energy, then he will be relieved of the most dangerous type of disease, namely lust. In other words, one who actually hears the Rasa-lila will become completely freed from the lusty desire of sex life and elevated to the highest level of spiritual understanding. Generally, because they hear the Rasa-lila from Mayavadis, and they themselves are Mayavadis, people become more and more implicated in sex life. The conditioned soul should hear the Rasa-lila dance from an authorized spiritual master and be trained by him so that he can understand the whole situation. Shukadeva Goswami is an authorized spiritual master. So all those persons, karmis, jnanis, yogis and other non-devotees who were seated in the assembly when he was speaking on this Rasakatha, could certainly come to the position of understanding the whole situation from him. Thus, one can be elevated to the highest standard of spiritual life. Otherwise, one will be implicated if you hear from other than the proper representatives of the succession. Material lust is a kind of heart disease, and to cure the material heart disease of the conditioned soul, it is recommended that one should hear, but not from the impersonalist rascals. If one hears from the right sources, with right understanding, then his situation will be different. Shukadeva Goswami has used the word Shradhangata for one who is trained in spiritual life. Shraddha, or faith, is the beginning. One who has developed his faith in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Spirit Soul can both describe and hear the Rasa-lila. Shukadev also used the word Anushrinuyat. One must hear from the disciplic succession. Anu means follow, and Anu also means always. So one must always follow the disciplic succession and not hear from any stray professional reciter, whether a Mayavadi or an ordinary man. I think that it is not unfitting to point out here that the devotees assembled could hardly be what we could call as Paka Mayavadis, and that the speakers are not exactly deviant from the principle of disciplic succession. We are endeavoring to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, who is probably, I would say, the greatest representative of our disciplic succession that ever happened. So I don't think that it is proper to conclude that we will be relegated to the category of stray professional reciters or Mayavadis or ordinary men, but rather because we're making the sincere effort to follow in the footsteps of the predecessor acharyas and to act as an instrument on behalf of the predecessor acharyas, that our hearing and chanting of these pastimes in the assembly will not be, let's say, unfruitful in the matter of awakening a proper faith in the hearts of the hearers and chanters. Please remember that Shukadeva Goswami exemplifies a devotee or a person who attained perfection by chanting, and Maharaj Parikshit attained perfection by hearing. It is not that Maharaj Parikshit was already perfect and that Shukadeva Goswami was already perfect. Of course, we say that he's perfect, but we also see that he is the exemplar of one who has attained perfection by chanting. So it's understood that he is simultaneously sadhana siddha and
nitya siddha.
And Parikshit Maharaj also attained perfection by faithfully hearing from the bona fide representative of
Vyas.
Anushrinayat means that one must hear from an authorized person who is in the disciplic succession and is always engaged in Krishna consciousness. When a person hears the Rasalila in this way, the effect will be sure. He will be elevated to the highest position of spiritual life. Shukadeva Goswami used two specific words, bhaktim and param. Bhaktim param means execution of devotional service above the neophyte stage. Those who are simply attracted to temple worship but do not know the philosophy of bhakti are in the neophyte stage. That sort of bhakti is not the perfectional stage. The perfectional stage of bhakti or devotional service is completely freed from material contamination. The most dangerous aspect of contamination is lust or sex life. Bhakti Param, devotional service, is so potent that the more one advances in this line, the more he loses his attraction for material life. One who is actually deriving benefit from hearing the Rasalila chapter surely advances, surely achieves the transcendental position. He surely loses all traces of lust in his heart by such hearing. So, we would like to also, in that regard, refer to a letter to Hayagriva
Prabhu.
Hayagriva was one of the early devotees of
Srila Prabhupada,
who assisted him in his first edition of the translation of Bhagavad Gita.
Он помогал ему в его первом переводе Бхагавад-гиты.
So Hayagriva, in this letter, I'm just going to read to you the last paragraph, but Hayagriva was complaining to Srila Prabhupada that because he felt sexual disturbance, he thought that perhaps he should get married. And Srila Prabhupada, he told that there is one such eligible girl to whom he may be married,
and that
many of his god brothers, Sasrup Das at that time, and others he mentioned, they were also married, and that they were progressing nicely in Krishna consciousness. And then he got into some few other topics of discussion concerning management,
обсудил,
and then
he
ends with this statement with regard to his question about the disturbance of sexual agitation.
So
Prabhupada is saying here, another secret of success, and this was on November 8th of 1968, so we could hardly think that Hayagriva was a most highly elevated Paramahansa if he's feeling sexual disturbances and all these things. So Prabhupada is instructing his sexually disturbed disciple.
He says,
another secret of success is
говорит,
that when one is very much sexually disturbed, not when he is not at all sexually disturbed,
озабочен,
please,
так,
but when he is very much sexually disturbed, he should think of Lord Krishna's pastimes
вот
with the gopis, and he will forget his sex urge.
Итак, он выйдет из-под влияния сексуального возбуждения. Поэтому надо думать об Кришне Гопи, но не пытаться имитировать
их. We've gone through this subject matter in the last few verses,
то же самое мы wherein, видим в нескольких последних стихах,
Shukadev Goswami has mentioned that one should not try to
говорит, что никто не должен имитировать, пытаться имитировать
controllers, the great personalities,
великих личностей,
neither the Lord,
ни Господа,
who is Парамишвара, Парамешвара, Ишвара Парама Кришна, Сатчидананда
Бигра, Экла
Ишвара Кришна, Ар Сабабритья. He, neither them nor the devotees of Krishna,
его,
who are also considered to be great controllers.
Rather,
than what is it? Anukarana.
Anukarana.
One should be anusharana.
Необходимо
rather
быть
than
anusharana.
Performing the activities of the great person.
Для того, чтобы
in other words, do as I say, not as I do.
Делай то, что я говорю, а не то, что я делаю.
In America, at least, we say like
фраза,
that. Do as I say, not as I do.
Someone
could say, then how are you being acharya? You know,
вопрос,
you're doing something different
and
saying something different.
But Shukadev
Goswami says that one should do those activities, follow those activities, anukaran, when those activities are in keeping with what they say. Because, in other words, what they say is more important to be followed than what they do. They may do something which is not in keeping with what they say. That you should not follow. But if they're doing something which is in keeping with what they say, that you should follow.
So,
in other words, not to try to imitate.
Другими словами,
one should think of the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis.
Человек должен думать об играх Кришны и гопи.
If one is very much sexually disturbed, Prabhupada is telling here.
Если он очень сильно сексуально озабочен, это
so
говорит Шрила Прабхупада.
That may be an eye opener.
Я думаю, это
of
ясно.
Course, if someone is a Mayavadi,
конечно, если кто-то Майявади,
or still too much contaminated by the Mayavad philosophy, and is trying to interpolate his or her own mundane conceptions about the things on the pastimes, so much so that one may take inspiration put himself in the position of Krishna, who is the enjoyer, and try to prance around with all the mayic representations of the gopis in this world
такое,
as an imitation Krishna,
Krishna
then perhaps his remembering the pastimes of the gopis will not be so fruitful. But if one is sincere, now that's up to each individual, how sincere we want to be. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked by a devotee in Washington, D.C., that Srila Prabhupada, how can I be sincere? And Prabhupada says, you can be sincere by being sincere. So it's a question of how sincere you want to be. If we want to be sincere, we can be sincere. If we're sincere and we hear with the intent of searching out the truth and serving the truth, then the hearing will be fruitful.
Тогда наше
and we will not be misled,
плоды,
neither by the misconceptions of others, nor by our own mental
concoctions.
So here's another one from Srila Prabhupada, which is very nice.
Есть еще кое-что очень интересное, то, что сказал Шрила Прабхупада.
This is in 1974 here in Vrindavan. Это 74
год здесь, в Вриндаване.
And the devotees, this was before the completion of the Krishna Balaram Mandir, so they were staying at Fogal Ashram.
Krishna Balaram Mandira,
Srila Prabhupada had noticed Sitaram Kirtan going on constantly across the way from Fogal Ashram. And he reminded us that in Vrindavan, we should try to understand Radha and Krishna. In other words, here he is in Vrindavan, and these people are in Vrindavan, but they're chanting Sitaram, Sitaram. But Prabhupada, he was trying to bring our attention to the fact that we're in Vrindavan, we're not in Ayodhya. So, rather than chanting Sitaram and trying to understand Sitaram, our real business is to understand Radha and Krishna. Because this is Radha and Krishna's Lila Stan, it's not Sitaram's Lila Stan.
Radha Krishna Lila Stan, не Lila Stan Sitaram.
Anyway, it should be noted that why they're coming to Vrindavan is because the understanding is there that in Brajadam any desire is very easily fulfilled. So there are people who are worshipping Sitaram because they know that here in Vrindavan that desire can be easily fulfilled. And people worshipping Lakshmi Narayan also, and their desires will be easily fulfilled. But they will not attain the realm of Radha and Krishna. They will not attain Vrajadam. They will not attain
Vrajalila
any more than someone who is hell-bent for material sense gratification, while residing in Vrindavan Dham, can hope to attain the
Vrajalila.
So he put Radha and Krishna Lila in proper perspective during the class on March 15th.
Pradyumna
read the Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. Quote, Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme enjoyer in the Rasa dance. He is the leader of the damsels of Braja, and all others are simply his associates. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna's business, this is in 1974, and here is Prabhupada giving a class to the devotees who are assembled there. Krishna's business is rasadi vilas, dancing with the gopis. He has no other business. People try to imitate Krishna by dancing in ballrooms and nightclubs. Since we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have the same spirit of dancing, but because we are in the material world, the material covering has perverted the dancing propensity. Our dancing and Krishna's dancing are not the same. This perverted reflection inebriates and frustrates us. But in the dancing of Krishna, there is no inebriation, no frustration, because it is not false, it is real. Chit-vilas. He is the enjoyer of the spiritual potency. Srila Prabhupada was enlightening us about our whole purpose in visiting Vrindavan.
Quote,
those who come to Vrindavan should try to understand Krishna. Krishna exhibits his lila here personally so that you may hear about him and become attracted. Oh, how can I go and play with Krishna? How can I go and dance with Krishna? How can I develop parental affection for Krishna? How can I become a tree or a blade of grass in Vrindavan so that Krishna may trample over me? This is called Krishna Prema. Krishna demonstrates his activities to give facility to the conditioned soul. This is Krishna's business. Why don't you come back to me and dance with me? Why are you rotting in this rotting dance? You want association. You want sporting. Why don't you come to me and take part in my sporting with the cowherd boys? This is the invitation of Krishna. So anyone with intelligence will try to enter into the transcendent pastimes of the Lord. Anyone with intelligence, anyone with any intelligence at all, I might add. Anyone with any intelligence at all, will try to enter into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So Prabhupada is beckoning us. He's beseeching
us. Он толкает нас.
Тамасима. Джотиргама. Get out of darkness.
Выбирайся
and come to the light.
Выходи на свет.
Try to see.
Постарайся увидеть.
With the light of the Bhagavad.
Благодаря свету Бхагаваты.
What alternative?
Какой альтернативу?
Krishna consciousness is the positive alternative.
Это позитивная альтернатива.
What alternative there is?
Какая еще есть альтернатива?
Miserly, suffering conditions.
Страдающему положению.
Йова этад акшара гарга видит васал васнал локи са, what is it? Локи прайтис сакрипанаха. That means that.
Это значит, что.
That he is a miserly man.
Это скупой человек.
Who quits this world like the cats and dogs.
Мир подобно.
Without understanding the science of self-realization.
Не понимая науку самосознания.
So. At this point, I would like to.
Здесь я бы хотел.
Because Srila Prabhupada, I mean, in the verse, I mean, in the purport here in today's verse,
здесь комментарий
as nicely put
стихе,
by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita,
Param Drishva Nivartante,
once having directly experienced the Supreme, one will not return to material pleasures.
Тот, кто соприкоснется с никогда не вернется к материальным наслаждениям.
At that
и мы могли бы обратиться к этому стиху.
I can find it.
А Индра Прабу не может найти.
2:59. Вишая винивартанте нирахарасья дехина раса варджам расопьясья парам дрисва нивартанте. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness, and consciousness means Krishna consciousness.
So,
in the purport, we can read the purport because
мы можем прочитать комментарий.
These are Prabhupada's instructions, and I think that it's important that especially in this portion of the 10th canto where we're not hearing directly Prabhupada's purports on these verses of the 10th canto and heretofore up to the 12th canto, it's important that we bring in Srila Prabhupada's pertinent instructions so that we can also directly hear from Srila Prabhupada, and that may be deemed as the expertise of the speaker. Unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. The process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of eatables. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for eatables. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Ashtanga Yoga in the matter of Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, etc. is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness no longer has a taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good until one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for pale things. So to facilitate our having a taste for Krishna consciousness, Shukadev Goswami has narrated these pastimes of Rasa Lila in his Bhagavat discourse for the benefit of Maharaj Parikshit
на благо
Махараджа, and all posterity
на благо
to come.
Махараджа Парикшита и всех остальных.
And also,
и также,
for the purpose of facilitating the conditioned soul's attraction to his lotus feet, by which they can hope to have a taste
благодаря
for
которому
Krishna
они могут надеяться обрести вкус сознания Кришны.
Along with his consort Radharani and all of his friends and relatives,
со всеми своими спутниками, родственниками и друзьями,
exhibited,
он представляет
Rasa-lila and other
он представляет
Rasa-lilu
и другие игры
on this earthly plane,
на этой земле,
as the Boma Leelas,
как Баума Лила,
Prakat Leelas of Krishna,
или Prakat Leela.
So it's important for us to recognize
и для нас очень,
the purpose of
для
this
нас
whole
очень важно понять цель всего этого.
Furthermore,
более того,
at this point,
в связи с этим,
I think that we may,
я думаю, что мы могли бы
divulge this information which is directly coming from the predecessor acharyas.
Рассмотреть эту информацию, которая идет непосредственно напрямую от предыдущих ачарьев.
Here in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I've reiterated, but it is proven,
это доказано,
substantiated,
это утверждено, что
that there were others than devotees seated in the assembly.
Другие, помимо преданных, которые там присутствовали.
Because this is with reference to verse number 27 that we previously read.
27 стих, который
now,
мы читали до этого.
Noticing the development of doubt
когда
in the hearts of various persons seated in the assembly,
то, что в сердцах людей, которые там находятся,
who possess different kinds of mentalities,
людей, которые
namely, кармис,
обладают разным
гьянис,
менталитетом, таких
and
как
so on,
гьяни и так далее,
inquired in order to uproot such doubts
вот сомнения,
with the verse beginning
samstapanaya. Этот стих начинается со слов самстапаная.
This shows that Vishwanath
говорит о том, что Вишванат
is aware of the fact that there were others than devotees. Certainly they were not pure devotees. Certainly they were not
они не были
highly elevated
высоко продвинутыми
above the influence of the three modes of material nature.
Высшими из-под влияния трех гун материальной природы. Но
it is to be understood that why they were there is because they were interested
to hear the conclusions from the authority of Shukadeva Goswami. Что они присутствовали там именно потому, что у них был интерес слушать заключения из уст ачарьи, из уст авторитета Шукадевы Госвами.
Because of their inclination to hear from authority.
И именно это и сделало их квалифицированными, потому что у них была склонность слушать авторитетов.
And there's some interesting
есть еще кое-что интересное.
Interesting passages in the commentaries here.
Здесь есть интересные абзацы в этом комментарии.
On verse number 36, and I'm reading this because it is important to the discussion on verse number 39.
Это важно в контексте нашего обсуждения
39-го
текста.
That when the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotees, he engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him.
Привлечь тех, кто
That's
слушает о них, и таким образом заставить людей посвятить себя Господу. Вот такова цель того, что Шукадева Госвами провозглашает Раса-лилу, для того, чтобы сделать возможность для личности, которые не привязаны к этим лилам, и таким образом они смогут привязаться и посвятить себя лотосным стопам Кришны.
So, I'll read Jiva Goswami's commentary on this verse.
Я хочу прочитать комментарий Джива Госвами на этот стих.
And then we'll move into Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
А потом Вишванат Чакраварти Такур.
So, Jiva Goswami is asking, but why did he come?
Но почему он явился?
He who is fulfilled
тот,
in all desires,
полностью удовлетворен во всех желаниях.
why is there a tendency to engage in pastimes? For what reason is he engaging in pastimes?
If he's already self-fulfilled.
And why even more does he engage in such affairs, which to worldly eyes are contemptible? This is replied to in the verse beginning
Anu.
Of course, it hasn't really been mentioned, but the real purpose of Shukadeva Goswami's presenting this Rasalila chapter and Krishna's manifesting these lilas in this world is to display the supremacy of his transcendental parakiras. Without understanding that from which the perverted reflection is reflected, it will not be possible for us to actually understand the true nature of the perverted reflection itself. It is as if we're chasing after shadows, trying to understand a shadow without understanding the substance, which is the cause of the shadow. Just like you see my hand is... See, over here on the Vyasasan, you can see there's a shadow. But an intelligent person, he doesn't simply concern himself with the shadow or trying to understand the shadow. But he can only understand the shadow if he's able to understand there's a substantial cause for the shadow's manifestation. So it's necessary to understand the substance in order to actually understand the shadow. Otherwise, we simply engage in shadow boxing, so to speak.
Погружены в боксирование с тенью, так сказать.
Better to box with the substance.
Лучше уж боксировать с реальным.
Instead of dancing with shadows, dance with the substance.
Танцевать с сутью, с причиной.
If we take this is an interesting point coming out here.
Вот здесь очень интересный момент.
Jiva Goswami is admitting that in some editions of the Bhagavatam, rather than the word
bhaktanam,
a word bhutanam is used. Now, there's no discussion as to why it may be possible that there would be, one word used and another word used, which was actually used by Shukadeva Goswami. But he's admitting that.
Но
and he's giving credence to
it
also. He's saying that if we
говорит,
take the alternate reading, bhutanam,
вот
instead of
bhaktanam,
it is by association with the devotees that others receive his mercy. Or else, let him enjoy like this eternally, but he should do so in private. Why does he reveal
these
intimate affairs before persons of this material world? This is answered in order to show mercy to his devotees who are present in the material world. He assumes a human-like form,
one
which resembles those of mankind, just like a partial manifestation expansion of his
Virat Rup.
Manifesting in that form, he's actually appearing in his direct internal identity, because by whose very nature he has a whose or his, anyway, very nature, he has a human-like form to enjoy his pastimes, which are eternally realized as full of perfect existence, knowledge, and ecstasy. And the actual power of such manifestations of the Lord as a human being are described by the word beginning
Yashrutva,
the implied completion of the idea here. Here is Jiva Goswami's opinion now. The implied completion of the idea here is that even someone other than devotee becomes dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna by hearing these pastimes. And particularly, this is describing, this is concerning with the pastimes of Krishna's
prema rasa kila.
So, or his love dalliances with the gopis. So he's saying the implied completion of the idea here is that even someone other than devotees becomes dedicated by hearing them, by hearing the pastimes of Rasa-lila, if they are heard from bona fide authorities. So Vishwanath says, his commentary on this verse is that when with what intention mind does he do that which appears to be contemptible? This second question is answered by the word beginning
with
Anu. To show mercy to his devotees,
he accepts
such pastimes, hearing about which the jiva soul, who has assumed a human body, becomes devoted to him, develops faith, focused upon him, in distinction to others of his pastimes. These pastimes
игры,
in the in the conjugal mood
в настроении супружеской любви,
have such an instant inconceivable potency,
таким непостижимым
like that of magic jewels,
подобно как
mantras,
волшебным
or
камням,
medicinal herbs,
или могущественным
such is to be understood
травам. Поэтому необходимо
понять,
что эти
of Krishna's Rasa Lila are the most powerful in the matter of showing mercy,
с точки зрения
not only
дарения
to his devotees,
не только своим преданным,
in the fallen, to the fallen conditioned souls,
но и падшим обусловленным душам.
And similarly, his principle reason for assuming a human
цель,
body, is to give his devotee the opportunity to associate with him,
своим преданным общаться с собой, даровать свое общество своим преданным.
So now we will hear
the
commentaries of Sridhara Swami and Vishwanatha
Chakravarti Thakur
on the 39th verse, which is the verse that we're studying today. And you will be able to see from this, these are some excerpts from the commentaries here. There's a more elaborate commentation or description of the commentaries, but our BBT translators and commentators, they have
BBT
extracted what they accepted to be more pertinent to the discussion.
Выбрали то, что посчитали нужным, самым важным, как бы.
There are some more details, but the gist of the thing is given here. And if we have a little more time, or if you allow me a little more time, then we can read from another section, which is inclusive of more details. Now there's more and more disturbances, so you have to focus a little more attentively. I wish they would put bafflers on the generators so that it's not so loud. By hearing, chanting, and so on of the Rasa Lila of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which was his conquest over lust, this Rasa Lila chapter is Lord Krishna's conquest over the lust manifested in this material world. This is the way that he conquers the lust in the hearts of the conditioned souls, and to deny the conditioned souls the opportunity to hear this is a great discrepancy in the matter of preaching Krishna consciousness. That is why Srila Prabhupada in the early days translated this Krishna book to give the conditioned souls an opportunity to access these lilas so that he could hope to actually act
таким образом, действуя как полностью уполномоченный представитель вот этой цели Кришны, восторжествовать над вожделением материального мира. Он боялся, что он мог покинуть мир до того, как приступить к этой части
in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And in fact, it was so. And so we're very grateful to him
for
presenting Krishna book
at the early stages
in our Krishna consciousness,
so that we may read the stories about Krishna.
The conditioned souls read the story. There was one of my god brothers, he found the Krishna book in a trash can
because he was
like a beggar who was scrounging around the backside of the supermarket, you know, for rotten vegetables and things
which he
could hope to get from a trash can so that he could clean them off and then cook them up, outside the produce section of the supermarket. They throw out their old refused vegetables and fruits. I used to do the same thing. I accepted it as the mercy of God.
Because
I didn't have to work and I didn't have to pay for nothing.
So I was,
in certain respects, liberated from that anxiety. But this devotee was also, let's say, in the same mode of existence.
And
but just so happened that one day, as he was rummaging through the refuse
in
the dumpster behind the supermarket, he found the Krishna book. And he read this Krishna book. And when he came to these chapters, he became so, inspired that he immediately searched out the devotees and joined the Krishna consciousness movement. He told me about these things. Actually, I gave him the first
Bhagavad Gita.
But he had already gotten Krishna book,
without
paying anything for it, just like he wasn't paying anything for his sabjis and fruits. So he got the Krishna book, but it wasn't because he didn't pay for it, that he wasn't interested in the subject matter, because Krishna book was presented so beautifully, with nice pictures and everything. It was so enchanting and attractive
that
it roused his curiosity, and as he read on and on, he became more and more inspired in Krishna consciousness. In other words, it awakened within him his faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this Krishna, this Rasa Lila of Krishna, was his conquest over lust. One gains the result of conquering over lust, as stated by the verse Vikriditam, which is our today's verse. Quickly becoming sober, one drives away, rejects the disease of the heart, which is lust, by hearing these chapters about Rasa Lila. Vishwanath Chakravarti, that was Sridhar Swami. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the result of hearing and chanting about the Rasa Lila, which is the crest jewel of all pastimes, is itself the crest jewel of all results, as stated by the verse beginning
Vikriditam.
By the use of the word cha, we understand, as implied also, his pastimes with the gopis, as described in other verses by other poets. This means that hearing and chanting, so he says, one, for one who hears or describes,
каждый, кто слушает, или описывает.
He's not just saying that one should hear and describe only the things which are written
in
the direct verses of Srimad Bhagavatam,
but that
one may also describe in his own choice poetry the same pastimes, following the principles of disciplinary succession. The name Vishnu is used with the idea of his all-pervasiveness, as stated by the words Tasam Sadye Dvayor. I can't read it. What is it? Anyway, Dvayo, I think it's saying. The word nu expresses certainty, or else it means if one hears every day,
anudinam,
these pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, one should hear every day as a daily sadhana. One should hear about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, or else if one describes or chants, or else uses his own poetic ability to express them in poetic form. Attaining devotional service characterized by prema, by the suffix tva, the idea is that first of all, the candidate, even if he has the heart disease of material desire, even if he has this heart disease, he becomes imbued with prema. Even if he has the heart disease, he first becomes imbued with prema. Then, by prema's effect, rising within the heart, the disease of the heart is destroyed. This implies that such prema, unlike the process of jnana yoga, is not inadequate or dependent on anything else. Lust, appearing as the disease of the heart, means the particular lust. He's giving an alternative meaning here. He's
saying
that on one hand it is described that lust means material lust. But in this case he's saying that lust, another meaning of the word lust is that kama praya, or lust which has the Supreme Lord as its object.
Вожделение, которое имеет Верховного Господа своей целью.
Because you will read in
как свой объект, потому что вы
читали in the Krishna book chapter called that Krishna pleases his devotees. In this chapter, there's the description of Kubja's relationship with Krishna.
And Prabhupada
mentions in his purport to this discussion that one should not try to enjoy Krishna.
We are
to be enjoyed by Krishna.
Krishna,
but the tendency of the soul, because the soul is endowed with the false purusha abhiman, or the mentality, the false or the misconception of oneself being the enjoyer, the tendency of the conditioned soul is to think that he's the enjoyer of everything that he surveys. He's the master of or the controller, the enjoyer,
etc.
So it may be possible for one to, upon seeing the beautiful form of Krishna, it may be possible for one to think to be the enjoyer of that beauty, to be the enjoyer of the beautiful form of Krishna. Just like one time Srila Prabhupada was in the temple room and a devotee came up to Srila Prabhupada and told to Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is so beautiful, isn't he? And Prabhupada turned to the devotee and said, you're not seeing the beauty of Krishna. You're seeing the beauty of a woman.
Ты видишь только красоту женщины.
So this was an eye-opener.
Вот это вот проясняет многое, я думаю. Прабхупада так сказал.
What is he seeing? He's seeing an object of his sense gratification.
Он видит только объект своего чувственного наслаждения.
It is mentioned that, as Prabhupada states in his comment on this section
in the Kubja Krishna Lila,
especially for one who is endeavoring to cultivate the Madhurya Rasa, he should not take the attitude of being the enjoyer of Krishna. Rather, Krishna is our enjoyer.
And that one who has
this attitude of trying to enjoy Krishna,
that
his mentality must be reformed, especially in consideration of our progress to the Vrajalilas, because there's no question of that mentality conforming to the actual requirements of one who is to be purified in his love for Krishna to the selfless degree which is necessary for admittance into the Vrajalilas. The Vrajagopis never think of themselves as enjoyers of Krishna. They always think how to be enjoyed by Krishna. They dress themselves nicely for Krishna's pleasure. Their very mannerisms and their bodily beauty, everything that there is about them is dedicated for the pleasure of Krishna. So he's saying here that this, by hearing these pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, Vishvanatha is saying that this type of lust which has Krishna as its object is removed. Because this type of lust which is having Krishna, it is almost mundane lust. That's why it's called kamapraya. It is almost mundane lust. It is not exactly mundane because Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the object of that lust, and Krishna is all spiritual. So by associating with Krishna, it's expected that one will gradually become purified. As when Kubja, enjoyed by Krishna, first Krishna grabbed her by her hands, and then he placed his feet on her breast. And by doing so, she was purified of the mundanity, the mundane aspect of her lusty affairs. But still, her lust was not the Kamarupa bhakti of the gopis, the Vrajagopis. So she could not gain entrance into the Vrajalilas. Kubja is the personification of the Purusha Shakti of Krishna, which is only active within this material world. And as such, those who follow Kubja's bhava of trying to be the enjoyer of Krishna, they will remain with her in this material world and will not be able to access the spiritual realm of Golok or
Vraja.
So Vishwanath is telling here that lust which has the Supreme Lord as its object is removed, because when the devotee has experienced the nectar of pure love, which is devoid of the enjoying
propensity,
that lust obstructs the pure prema. He understands that lust, which is aimed at Krishna as the object,
this
type of mentality obstructs Kevala Bhakti.
Shri Guru
Charan Padma, Kevala Bhakti
Sadma.
Our Guru Varga, or our family, our
Guru Parampara,
our acharyas in this line propagate, advocate pure unalloyed devotion. Kevala means exclusive, only devotion, without any admixture of any desire for material or spiritual satisfaction. Personal satisfaction is not a consideration in the matter of cultivating
Vrajabhakti.
Only Krishna's satisfaction.
Только наслаждение Кришны.
Only the satisfaction of Krishna's devotees.
И только наслаждение преданных Кришны.
Dira means pundit.
Dira
one who is free of the foolishness of thinking. Now this is very important and very interesting also. Who is a pundit?
A pundit
is one who is free of the foolishness of thinking. How can prema arise within the heart still diseased? A pundit is one who knows the power
of,
or the independent volition of Bhakti Devi.
Независимости Бхакти Деви.
Bhakti Shakti has its own power,
Bhakti Shakti,
which
имеет свою отдельную силу, которая перекрывает
the power of Mahamaya.
Силу Махамая, могущество Махамая.
If the power of Bhakti Shakti is not more powerful
Если
than the power of Mahamaya,
Bhakti-шакти
then how is it possible
не сильнее могущества
for one
Махамая,
to take shelter of Krishna,
принимать прибежище Кришне?
Mayam eta drantite. How is it possible that by taking shelter of Krishna via media, bhakti, or devotional service, the one easily overcomes the influence of Maya?
So,
bhakti makes its appearance first within the heart, and by the influence of bhakti, the subordinate, just as we were reading in Bhagavad Gita,
we were reading
how it is that Param Drishva Nivartante,
Raso
Bhajam Rasopyasya, that one gives up the lower taste by experiencing the higher taste. That is the meaning of Srila Prabhupada's example
вот
that one should pour in the milk,
того, что
pour the milk into the cup of ink in order to drive out the ink.
It is not that
we empty out the ink first, because after all we're in an inky atmosphere, especially in this Kali Yuga. So we require a denser substance. When we pour the denser substance into the cup which is containing a thinner substance, then the denser substance being heavier, being more weighty, being guru, that denser substance drives out
the lighter substance.
And this is the proper way. This is the meaning when we say, as Rupa Goswami has said,
that
Anyabilasita shunyam,
jnana
karmadhyanavritam, anukulena krishnanushilanam.
Anukulena krishnanushilanam.
Hare Krishna. Anukulena krishnanushilanam. This portion of the verse, because this verse is describing what is uttama bhakti.
Этот стих описывает uttama bhakti.
So, in this verse, there's a description of both the
описание
The sarup lakshana, or the primary characteristic, the own form, swarup,
means
own
form,
swarupu, which is the primary substantial characteristic of uttama bhakti. And it also describes the tathasta lakshana, or the marginal characteristic, which is seen to be as the side effect,
is
the side effect of the application of the principle of anukulena krishnanushilanam, which is the primary form,
которая есть изначальная форма, первозначимая форма.
The positive alternative, Krishna consciousness as a positive alternative, is not that we take to the process as to the gyanis, neti-neti. We're not saying not this, not this, not that, not this, not that, not this.
Не то тоже, и не то.
But rather, we're saying that it is this. Now you attach yourself to the primary substance of what is uttama bhakti.
And
as a concomitant result, it will be seen that automatically you will understand what it is. Just like as we gave the example before, when you will understand the substance of my hand, then automatically you will understand that the shadow is not the hand.
By seeing the substance,
you will automatically understand the uselessness of the shadow. When you see the utility of the substance,
the
substance has value, whereas the shadow has relatively very little value, if any.
So in that way,
by concerning ourselves primarily with the Swarup Lakshana of Uttama Bhakti, automatically, as a consequence, we will become freed from our attachment to those things which are detrimental to our progress on the path of Prema Dharma. So he's saying here
that
Dhira means pandit, and pandit means one who is free of the foolishness of thinking. How can prema arise within the heart when the heart is still diseased? Consequently, the word shradanvita means that the devotee does not accept the so-called love of those who lack faith in the revealed scriptures and are offenders against the Lord's holy name. Rasalila is like the smile.
Rasalila подобна улыбке.
Rasalila is like the smile of the intimate devotee who is the most victorious on account of her ability to bring Krishna under her
control.
So it is the smile of whom?
Rasalila
chapter?
It is the smile of whom? Чья это улыбка?
No, it's talking about one particular devotee.
Нет, здесь говорится об одном конкретном преданном. Это Шримати Радхарани.
Rasalila is the smile of Shrimati Radharani. Sometimes it's said that Rasalila is the smile on the face of Krishna, because we see the first canto, second canto, like the lotus feet, and then onward up and up to the smiling face, which is compared to the tenth canto, and it describes these Rasalila chapters.
И говорится, что вот эта глава Расалили — это сама улыбка на улыбающемся лице Кришны. Здесь Вишванат Чакраварти говорит, что на самом деле Расалила — это улыбка на лице Шримати Радхарани.
So, anyhow,
так или иначе,
I think that because this what time is it?
Сколько время вообще сейчас? Почти 10 часов.
In this we could have read here. Here's Vishwanath. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj's commentary in Chaitanya Charitamrita on this verse, text number 36, where it is saying, Bhajate Tadrisha Kridaya Shrutva Tato Bhavet. So Bhavet, he's saying, in order to bestow mercy upon the devotees as well as the conditioned souls, Bhagavan Shri Krishna manifests his human-like form and performs such extraordinary pastime, Rasalila, that anyone who hears of them becomes exclusively devoted unto him. In his explanation of this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj points out that the verb bhavet is in the imperative mood. This means it is compulsory for the jivas to hear such pastimes. The jivas must hear such pastimes. It is not that we should shy away from the pastimes, but we must hear with the proper mood, with the desire to know the truth about Krishna.
What is Krishna?
You know, what is Krishna? Krishna's Madhurya Lila.
Какова Мадхурья Лила Кришны?
Мадхурья, his Rupa Madhurya,
его Рупа
Мадхурья, Madhurya,
его Лила Мадхурья, его Вена Мадхурья. И что еще?
No, I said,
еще что-то.
Huh?
Я уже сказал.
No.
Нет.
Anyway, I'm forgetting.
Я забыл.
So anyway, to understand Krishna, what is it? I said.
Я это сказал.
I said that too.
И это тоже сказал.
Huh? What? I already said that.
Я уже сказал это.
There's one more I'm forgetting.
Я забыл, там есть еще что-то.
Anyway, Dham Madhurya.
Так или иначе, Dham Madhurya.
Everything about Krishna is Madhurya.
Все, что связано с Кришной,
as a matter of fact, Vishwanath in another place says that anyone who doesn't know the Madhurya heart of Krishna hardly knows Krishna at all.
Не знает Мадхурья сердца Кришны, if we want to know about Krishna вообще. Поэтому для нас очень важно знать Кришну.
Of course, there's no time, and I didn't bring the book here.
К сожалению, сейчас нет времени, я не принес книгу.
It's so nice.
Брихат Бхагаватамрита.
If you've not read Brihat Bhagavatamrita, I strongly recommend, because Srila Prabhupada says that anyone, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that anyone who wants to know about Krishna, Krishna's devotees and pure devotional service, must read Brihat
Bhagavatamrita.
When you will read Brihat Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami,
then you will
have a revolution, a change of heart, and you'll begin to understand something about the sweetness of Krishna.
Это поможет вам понять хоть что-то о сладости Кришны, о сердце Кришны.
How he has a small corner of his heart.
Какой у него есть маленький уголок в его сердце для каждого из нас.
When you understand these things,
когда вы это поймете,
Krishna will become so dear to you.
Кришна станет вам таким дорогим.
Another place says that you, then you'll naturally, again and again, want to hear about Krishna's
Lila Madhurya,
his Rupa Madhurya,
Rupa Madhurya,
Venu Madhurya.
Venu Madhurya.
And what was the other one?
И что там еще?
I can't remember.
Я не могу вспомнить.
Anyway, he's surrounded by loving devotees, but what is that?
Он окружен своими любящими преданными.
Sangha Madhurya.
Sangha Madhurya.
But that indicates his pastimes. Anyhow, whatever. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that this word bhavet means that it is imperative that one must hear these pastimes.
And
as it was previously pointed out, anudina means daily.
Означает
ежедневно, каждый day, following день, in the footsteps of the predecessor acharyas, following the conclusions of the Guru Parampara,
заключением Guru
Parampara, Bhagavat Siddhanta,
следовать Бхагават Сидданте,
and one must hear daily, regularly. Anudinam, din means day.
Dinam означает
so,
день.
Every day,
каждый
one must hear about these pastimes, especially,
особенно.
When one has, let's say, begun to develop an appreciation for the sweetness of Krishna, especially when within one's heart, the dearness of Krishna has begun to sprout, by which a lobha, a greed, to be associated with that aspect of Krishna, with that aspect of Godhead.
С этим аспектом Бога
has the spark,
начинает сиять.
Just as we hear how it is the responsibility of the spiritual master that when he sees the spark of devotion, what is that spark? That spark is Shraddha.
Что это за искра?
So when he sees the spark of devotion within the heart of a candidate,
в
сердце ученика,
he carefully fans that spark into a raging fire. If the spiritual master neglects to do that, then he's actually not doing his job. He must do the work of fanning the spark of Shraddha into a fire. It is like sometimes to increase the fire of digestion,
just like
a boy may tug on the sari of his mother, you know, saying, Mommy, I'm hungry, I want a cookie, like that. But the mother will say, no, it's not your dinner time, go play. You see? So then the boy will go away and try to play, but then he's becoming more and more, let's say, hungry. And so he comes running back to his mother, saying, Mommy, I'm hungry. And again she says, it's not your dinner time, go play. So sometimes we see that the spiritual master when the devotee comes forward out of curiosity perhaps and inquires about such pastimes as Krishna's dalliances with the gopis, or inquires about his or her own constitutional relationship with Krishna, the spiritual master may say that it's not time for that yet. Just keep chanting your snik snik ram rams.
Иди вот читай свой сник сник рам рам.
Without offense.
Без оскорблений.
You know, and so we go on with our
вот мы идем так или иначе, ладно.
You know, and then again, the anxiety mounts in our heart.
Беспокойство возрастает в нашем сердце.
So that anxiousness to know thyself,
знать самому.
The anxiousness to discover the eternal loving
вечные любовные
reciprocation between ourselves and Krishna. Because after all, there's no meaning to our involvement with any of this. You know, if it isn't expected
смысла,
that these desires, these
желания,
hopes, and aspirations
надежды,
for actually
чаяния,
coming to the position of realizing our eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called as self-realization, if these activities will not come to desires will not come to our heart,
вот then what is the meaning of sadhu-sangha?
What is the meaning of bhajan kriya?
Что толку от bhajana kriya?
So this increased anxiety, this increased desperation
to know the truth, беспокойство,
to discover our own heart's affair with Krishna,
наши собственные отношения с Кришной,
these things, this anxiety,
это беспокойство
and desperation,
и отчаяние,
this is indicative of the increased digestive power.
Увеличение необходимой для этого силы.
The mother will
так,
again and again
мама вновь и вновь
reject the son's proposition ad infinitum.
Просьбу сына.
The son will again come and tug on the mother's sari and say, Mommy, I'm hungry.
Мама,
you know, at a certain point, the mother has to relent,
сомнения, мама смягчится,
recognizing that the disciple needs nourishment. It's not that we go on starving and starving and starving our disciples, you know, on the plea of increasing the digestive power. You know, he needs nourishment. And sometimes nourishment cannot be greatly appreciated, so greatly appreciated or assimilated unless there's at least some appetizers given in the beginning of the meal. So we may not be on the platform by which we can actually assimilate or take nourishment.
Because
питание,
that is Pushti. Pushti mark means
Pushti mark.
The rag mark,
значит, рага марка,
the path of nourishment.
Путь питания.
But
вкуса.
If we, because we may not be having sufficient greed within our
жадности,
within our hearts,
в нашем сердце,
to with which to
благодаря которой
digest or assimilate
мы сможем
the nourishment.
Применить это питание, принять,
at the same time,
но в то же время
to increase that digestive
для того, чтобы усилить эту силу, необходимую для этого, это необходимо духовному учителю, саду самеле, есть необходимость время от времени
give some appetizers,
предлагать что-то для разогрева аппетита, для того, чтобы обеспечить должное переваривание сути вопроса в будущем. Мы можем быть не такими квалифицированными. Кто квалифицирован? Едва ли кто-нибудь квалифицирован.
Но
это не значит, что мы не должны
управлять,
оставаться безучастными
ad infinitum, on the plea of increasing his digestive power, when perhaps we ourselves don't have sufficient digestive power. Perhaps ourselves we have not been sufficiently nourished. Perhaps we're not, you know, in a very healthy state.
Возможно, мы сами еще не на должном уровне находимся и только играем роль гуру.
Perhaps we're not sufficiently knowledgeable even.
Возможно, мы просто-напросто еще недостаточно образованы относительно сути вопроса, для того, чтобы служить и просвещать наших зависимых учеников, наших спутников.
Perhaps we're not, let's say, having the faith.
Возможно, у нас веры не хватает.
Perhaps we are not pundit.
Может быть, мы не пандиты.
Perhaps we're still possessed of the misconception that we cannot hear these topics because we're not completely freed from all anarchists. We're not completely freed from the influence of the three modes of material nature. Perhaps we're still possessed of such a misunderstanding.
Может быть, мы еще находимся во власти всех этих недопониманий.
If someone has to be completely free from all anarchists,
or completely free from the influence of the material nature, before he can hear these topics,
then it means that he has to already have a spiritual body.
Это должно означать, что он уже
духовное тело приобрел. Because only when one gets the spiritual body,
обретя духовное тело в вечных играх Кришны, можно полностью, целиком и полностью освободиться от всех
анартх.
Само по себе отсутствие духовного тела означает
анартх.
Поэтому до тех пор, пока человек не приобретет духовное тело, он не полностью не освободится от всех анартх, даже если он премика бхакта.
Премика бхакта
тоже находится в этом мире. Как
саданы сиддхи,
бавуки,
who are having reached the stage of bhava bhakti,
достигают уровня бхава бхакти, открывают свое
realization of the eternal rasa,
открывают свою личную расу в своих личных взаимоотношениях с Кришной.
So they're also not completely free from all anarchy.
И вот они точно так же не свободны целиком и полностью от всех
анархов. Because as described in Madhurya Kadambini, we've gone through it before.
Потому что, как говорится в Мадхуре Кадамбини, мы читали это раньше, но вкратце это можно вспомнить.
Madhurya Kadambini describes that all anarchists arising from the
возникающие из
the chanting of the offenses against the name are not eradicated until one achieves the complete shelter of Krishna.
До тех пор, пока человек не достигнет полного прибежища Кришны на стадии Васту-сиддхи, они полностью не исчезнут, эти анартхи.
That is why many of the gopis were locked in their rooms.
Многие гопи были заперты в комнате. Это очень просто. Даже ребенок может понять это практически.
But those who are too
но тот, кто слишком усложняет все в своем мышлении, сознание Кришны — это просто для простых. Но тот, кто все усложняет, найдет любую причину для того, чтобы аргументировать это так, что мы не можем обсуждать эти игры.
They'll say so many things which are indicative of the impropriety of their thinking.
Неправильность, нетрадиционность их взглядов.
I could read a little more.
Я могу почитать еще кое-что.
Бутанам ити пате,
бутанам ити пате,
etc.
И так далее.
It is described that
вот говорится, что
anyway, I'll just read. You'll get the idea.
Я просто почитаю, а вы сами уже думаете.
It means,
это значит,
the word
что
бутанам
слово
бутанам, verse,
содержащееся в этом стихе.
A bhaktanam appears in this
слово
verse.
В этом стихе.
The word bhutanam,
слово бутанам употребляется.
Others, but there's a little more detailed explanation here.
Это комментарий, который мы только что читали, но вот здесь еще кое-что.
In that case, the purport would be as follows.
И
that the Lord
таким образом комментарий будет
only for the sake of the devotees.
Господь является только ради своих преданных.
The devotees are the root cause.
И таким образом преданные — это изначальная причина появления Господа.
The Lord also appears in his original human-like form in order to bestow his favor upon the liberated souls, muktas, the aspirants for liberation,
mukshus,
the sense enjoyers, vishayis, and all living entities, in accordance with their relationship with the devotees.
Соответственно, в соответствии с их взаимоотношениями с преданными. Это то, что я читаю, это перевод полного комментария Шри Вишвана Чакраварти Такура на этот стих.
You may, if you remember,
может быть,
and if you don't remember,
помните,
you can again read
не помните, то перечитайте
Srila Prabhupada's introduction to Krishna book, where he basically summarizes all of these points that are mentioned in the Vishvanatha Chakravarti
Thakur делает в этом комментарии.
The word anugrahaya bhaktanam,
anugrahaya bhaktanam, manusham deham ashrita указывает на то, что
His original indicates that the Supreme Lord Krishna appears in his original human-like form and performs various pastimes in order to bestow favor upon his devotees. Therefore, although Sri Krishna is satisfied in himself,
aptakama,
his display of kindness toward the devotees is quite appropriate. This is the distinctive characteristic of Vishuddha Sattva, pure
goodness.
The Lord is always prepared to reward the devotees with a result consistent with their performance of
bhajan.
The favor shown toward King Rahugana by Sri Jadbharat and the Lord's favor toward me,
Shukadev,
illustrates
it.
In this verse under discussion, it is said that,
the
Lord manifests his form and pastimes in order to bestow favor upon his devotees. The word bhakta used here refers to the
Vrajadevis,
the Vrajvasis, that is, if we're going to take the word bhaktanam,
если мы собираемся использовать слово bhaktanam вместо bhutanam,
the Vrajadevis, meaning the gopis, this word refers to these, the Vrajvasis, the residents of Vraja, and all other Vaishnavas, past, present, and future, in order to bestow favor upon the Vrajadevis, Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, lovingly executes such pastimes as Purvarag, the attachment, and anticipating of meeting Krishna prior to union. To bestow mercy upon all the residents of Vraja, he enacts his birth and other pastimes, and by all of his activities, he bestows favor upon past, present, and future devotees through the medium of hearing Lila Katha. Sri Krishna manifests all these pastimes to benefit the devotees. By doing so, even ordinary persons, other than devotees, here is Vishwanath's
здесь Вишванат Чакраварти.
Commentary again. This is all Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. But we previously read this commentary in the BBT's
комментарий BBT.
What do you call it? Sampling.
Выдержки.
By doing so, even ordinary persons, other than devotees, who hear even the more common of the Lord's pastimes, become fully intent upon the Lord. Therefore, by hearing the supremely ambrosial Rasalila, ordinary persons will certainly become exclusively devoted to the Lord. Ordinary persons. We're talking about ordinary persons hearing these pastimes. And that they will become exclusively devoted to the Lord. So, where's the question of there being any impropriety in our having discussions on the Rasalila chapters in the assembly of the devotees? Of this, there can be no doubt. This fact will be elaborately discussed in subsequent verses, such as, and now, what we're just
сейчас,
reading is,
деле,
a, is a discussion, Vishwanath's commentary on verse 36, and in his commentary, he's saying that this
говорит,
fact will be elaborately discussed in the subsequent verse, Vikriditam Raja Vadurbir, Idam Chavishno, that is today's verse. The word Manusam Deham Ashrita may also indicate that those jivas who have attained the human form of life are able to hear all these pastimes, and thus they become exclusively devoted to the Supreme Lord. This is so because the Lord incarnates exclusively on the earth planet, Martyrlok, and it is here only that worship of the Lord takes on its prominent form. Consequently, in other words, it doesn't take on its prominent form in the heavenly planets. It only takes on its prominent form. In other words, the Brajalila only manifests on this earthly planet. That is why our birth on the earthly planet is such a great benediction and mercy of Krishna. Because we have the opportunity to come to this Brajabhumi, we have to have the opportunity to hear about Krishna's pastimes on this earth planet. Because we're residents of earth, we feel especially blessed, you know, by the fact that Krishna had come amongst us to this planet earth. So we're associated with that very place where Krishna performed his intimate pastimes,
где Кришна являет свои сокровенные игры со своими наиболее близкими преданными в Риджабасе.
Consequently, the human beings residing on the earth planets may easily hear these narrations of the Lord's pastimes. The word bhaktanam appears in this verse, but in some other editions, the word bhutanam is found in its place.
В изданиях мы находим на его месте слово
reference to Jiva Goswami's commentary, Vishwanath is referring to Jiva Goswami's commentary, but he is further elucidating. In that case, the purport would be as follows. The Lord incarnates only for the sake of the devotees. As a result, the devotees are the root cause of the Lord's appearance. The Lord also appears in his original human-like form in order to bestow his favor upon the liberated souls, muktas, and aspirants for liberation, mumukshus, sense enjoyers, vishayis, and all of the entities in accordance with their relationship with the devotees. The Lord's compassion is therefore said to be the cause of his appearance. Nevertheless, it must be understood that the Lord's favor toward other living entities is due only to their relationship with his devotees. In other words, the Lord bestows favor upon other jivas only because of their connection with devotees. Therefore, we have to reassert the importance of hearing from Guru Parampara, or hearing from Sampradaya, hearing from persons who are following the principles of Sampradaya. That is why it is practically useless for anyone to hear from the Mayavadis or the ordinary man who poses as professional reciters of Bhagavatam, because Krishna only shows mercy upon those who are associated with his devotees. He doesn't show mercy upon those who are associated with non-devotees or those who are associated with ordinary karmis or
gyanis.
What to speak of vikarmis?
Что ж говорить о викарме?
But rather, he shows mercy, and that Kripa Shakti manifests, you know, from the Mukha Padma, you could say, of the devotees, in order to impregnate the heart with the pure spiritual ideal.
Чистыми духовными
идеалами. Understanding the Bhagavad Siddhanta from the devotees, there's no question of Kripa Shakti.
Не может быть речи ни о какой Крипа Шакти, которая бы на нас повлияла.
So we could hardly expect that by hearing of these lilas from the non-devotees, Mayavadis and various other upstarts who present themselves,
кто представляет себя как
Bhagavat. Acharyas.
Как Бхагават Ачарьи.
We can hardly expect
that
anyone will become attached to the lotus feet of Krishna by such hearing.
К лотосным стопам Кришны благодаря такому слушанию.
In his Bhagavatam commentary, let's say,
в своем комментарии к Бхагаватам.
Let's say, Jiva Goswami,
Sridhar
Swami,
he
writes in his Bhagavad commentary that what to speak of devotees, even materialistic persons, we've already read this actually from the BBT's edition. Even materialistic persons are free from their material absorption by hearing the Lord's pastimes, and thus they become exclusively
fixed upon Him. And then
there's an explanation by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura. This is a lot of stuff.
Как
I don't know whether we're going to have time to read the
States of 12 o'clock.
Anyway, we might be able to finish before 11.
Ну ладно, мы закончим до 11.
But anyway, what else is there
так
to do?
Иначе,
whoever is not interested in hearing these things have already gone.
Интересно, тот уже ушел, поэтому...
Unless you're still tuned in on the radio.
По крайней мере, вы остались настроены на мою волну.
Then I offer my prostrated
если вы настроены до сих пор на мою волну, я предлагаю вам полные поклоны.
Вишванатха Чакраварти Такур explains this verse
in his
Саратха Даршини
commentary.
And this is some very... very interesting.
Это нечто весьма интересное.
We already read this.
Но на самом деле.
But anyway, we can hear it again.
Мы это уже читали, но так или иначе, я думаю, можем еще разок послушать.
Yeah, just. No, just use the microphone. No, you must use the microphone.
Нет, вам следует воспользоваться микрофоном. Почему
then
нет?
Save your question for later.
Вот тогда придержите свой вопрос на потом.
Because the microphone has its purpose.
Потому что у микрофона есть предназначение.
No, the microphone has its purpose.
У микрофона есть предназначение.
Anyway.
Ну, как хотите.
She's a chaste young lady. She doesn't want her voice.
Целомудренная молодая леди не хочет, чтобы ее голос слышал весь мир.
I can write it. If you can write it, okay.
Хорошо, вы можете записать.
Better that you simply hear.
Лучше, если вы просто послушаете.
If your writing will involve,
если вы
distract your consciousness, then it's better that you simply hear.
Ваше сознание отвлечется, и лучше вам просто посидеть, послушать, а потом спросите.
The Lord performs varieties of pastimes to show favor to His devotees. Having adopted the human form of life, living entities who hear these pastimes become exclusively devoted to the Lord. In other words, they develop firm faith in hearing the narrations of the Lord's activities. What more shall I say about the importance of hearing Lila Kata and this Rasa Lila being fully imbued with Madhura
Rasa
is eminently distinguished even from the Lord's other pastimes, like a jewel, a mantra, or a powerful medicine. This Rasa Lila is endowed with such indisputable, astonishing potency that by hearing it, all persons in the human form become devoted to the Supreme Lord. This is the importance, this is the beauty of hearing the Rasa Lila
pastimes,
is that all persons who have taken all jivas, who have taken the human form, if they will hear these pastimes from the right source, right source means that the speaker speaks in such a way as to create shraddha in the heart of the hearer,
so that even if the person comes,
of course, we don't prefer, and we will not, purposely reveal these pastimes to atheists and offenders, persons who are defiant or blasphemous of Krishna. But if someone is innocent, simple-hearted, he may be induced to have
Shraddha
for Krishna and Krishna's pastimes by a proper exposition of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in the context of the Lila Katha. As we see in Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Krishna book and Shukadeva Goswami's presentation of the Bhagavad itself, there are acharyas.
Shukadeva
Goswami is our Bhagavat Acharya, and
he's shown
how to deal with these subject matters in an assembly inclusive of others than pure devotees.
Кого-то помимо чистых преданных.
That's what we can learn.
Это то, что мы можем усвоить, изучая эту главу.
Not only do we see the beauty of Krishna's Lila itself, but we see how it is that the acharyas deal with the subject matter so as to disclose the truth about Krishna and to dissipate any doubts that are coming in the heart of the non-devotees. Therefore, all varieties of devotees who hear descriptions of these pastimes will become successful and attain supreme pleasure. Can there be any question of doubt in this regard,
Vishwanatha? Говорит Шрила Вишванат Чакраварти Такур.
So, here we will hear an extensive commentary on the 39th verse, which we're presently studying,
by Jiva Goswami,
from his Lagu Vaishnav Toshini.
Из его Лагу Вайшнав Тошини.
Presents a commentary called Brihad Vaishnav Toshini.
Санатна Госвами представляет комментарий Брихад Вайшнава Тошини. А Джива Госвами, так как он младший, он представляет, он называет это как Лагу Вайшнав Тошини.
And the whole Sanskrit is presented, but
все есть на санскрите, но
going to read it,
я не буду это читать.
Having concluded the narration, the Rasa-lila, Shukadeva Goswami became deeply immersed in spiritual ecstasy. In this verse, he describes the fruits of hearing and chanting the Rasa-lila, and thus benedicts all future listeners and reciters, those who incessantly and faithfully hear.
Тех, кто искренне и с верой слушает о Раса Лиле, Шри Кришна с молодыми девами Враджи, а затем повествует их, быстро достигает пара-бхакти Бхагавану Шри Кришне, relinquish the heart disease of lust.
Шраданвита
means to hear with firm faith.
So, as I pointed out, if the firm faith is not there, then it's the duty of the Bhagavat
speaker to invest faith, to create faith in the speakers, so that
the speaker will, I mean, the hearer will be inclined to hear from authority and to accept the conclusions of the авторитета
и принимать заключение о чаре.
Even after speaking so many things,
того,
so much philosophy,
сказано,
the hearer is not, still not inclined to accept the conclusions of the charges, then what can be said?
Заключение о чаре, тогда не о чем и говорить здесь.
This word, Шраданвита, has been used to prevent the offense which results from mistrust,
проистекает из недоверия,
вишвас, or disregard,
игнорирования,
авагья, of the statements of the
шастрас,
in complete opposition to the principle of hearing with faith. So we already discussed what really means hearing with faith. That means that one should be pandit. And
pandit
means that he should not be thinking that prema cannot first come to the heart of a diseased conditioned soul and drive out the disease of lust. We gave the example of pouring milk in to drive out the ink.
Пример,
so this much faith should be there.
Такая вера
by hearing these pastimes,
благодаря слушанию
one will be invested by the power of these lilas, coming through the
cyclic
succession. One will be invested with bhakti shakti.
Человек может быть наделен бхакти шакти.
And that investiture of bhakti shakti will force
bhakti
out
shakti,
the attachments
из сердца. Привязанности
material, gratificatory pursuits.
К материальным наслаждениям.
It also has been used,
это слово также используется,
шраданвита,
в значении постоянное слушание. И этим словом подчеркивается важность слушания. Слова «атха варнаед» определяют, что после продолжительного слушания расы лилы, наряду с другими играми, человек лично будет описывать эти игры посредством упа-лакшана или косвенно.
That after hearing and reciting, one will also remember those pastimes and take great delight in them. In other words, hearing, chanting, remembering, experiencing delight, and so on, are all implied by the words Шраданвита, Анашринуят, Атхаварнаед, to hear repeatedly with faith and then describe.
С верой, а потом описывать.
Парабхакти
means
bhakti, which follows
bhakti,
this is with reference to this bhaktim
param bhagavati.
This Vishwanath is giving, Jiva Goswami is giving the meaning of what is this
парабхакти,
which is referred to bhaktim param,
которая определяется как бхактим парам.
Парабхакти means bhakti, which follows
bhakti,
in the wake of the gopi and vraja.
В анугате гопи враджа. Такое бхакти,
let's say, invested in the heart,
наполнит сердце,
which drives out any scraps of mundanity,
все мирское,
or lust,
вожделение from the heart. Из сердца.
Therefore, the bhakti
и таким образом, то бхакти, о котором идет речь здесь, это према бхакти, бхакти высшей категории. Слово пратилабья регулярно осуществляемое вместе со словом парабхакти указывает на то, что сначала парабхакти, обладающая определенными характеристиками премы, проявляется в сердце, и каждую секунду постоянно прогрессирует, возрастает,
that this parabhakti becomes manifest, to that degree, one gets disinterested in mundane affairs of
this material world.
Thereafter, one quickly gives up the heart disease
of lust.
Here, the difference between kama, material lust,
as a disease of the heart,
and kama, spiritual love, in relationship to the Supreme Lord,
is pointed out. Направленная на Верховного
Господа. Поэтому иногда
отношения, эти отношения называются кама-рупа-бхакти, бхакти гопи в раджи.
Кама-рупа-бхакти.
Это такой вид камы, который присущ только преме. Это природа премы.
The iron-like kama of this
железная кама этого материального мира. Кама, которую испытывают гопи Кришне, это золотое, золотоподобное желание удовлетворять чувство Кришны.
Шрила Прабхупад
говорит в источнике вечного наслаждения.
Во всех видах деятельности
принцип наслаждения уже там заложен. Но в материальной деятельности наслаждение подразумевается для деятеля, а в духовной деятельности наслаждение для Верховной Личности Бога. Поэтому наслаждение, кама, всегда присутствует. Разница лишь в том, что с одной стороны, это чистая любовь, према, а с другой стороны, это деградированное, извращенное отражение этой чистой любви в форме материального вожделения между мужчиной и женщиной в этом мире. Эти два понятия, именуемые кама, материальное вожделение, и кама, духовная любовь, отличаются друг от друга. И здесь слово кама косвенно указывает на то, что все болезни сердца будут очень быстро уничтожены. В
Бхагавад-гите
говорится, что тот, кто достигает трансцендентного уровня,
это ссылаясь на насочити накансити самак старвешу бутешу,
вот этот стих,
мад бхактим лабате парам. Here again,
вот снова бхактим парам употребляется здесь.
But Jiva Goswami is making a very interesting point.
Джива Госвами очень интересная вещь говорит. Говорит, что в Бхагавад-гите сказано, что тот, кто находится на трансцендентном уровне, возвысившись над влиянием трех гун материальной природы, кто полностью удовлетворен сам себе, кто не желает ничего и одинаково относится ко всем живым существам, достигает парабхакти мне.
Jiva Goswami is continuing to say that in this Gita verse it is said that one attains
Gita only after the disappearance of the diseases of the heart. But in the
above verse, text 39, in Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is saying something which is very noteworthy in relationship to this discussion on the pastimes of Krishna's Rasa-lila. He's saying that one attains para-bhakti even before the departure of the diseases, the heart diseases. Consequently, it is understood that hearing and chanting of Rasa-lila is one of the most powerful forms of sadhana. So now refer to
Вишванат Чакраварти Такура на этот же самый стих.
The prefix anu,
приставка ану, которая означает регулярно, методично, в совокупности со словом шринуят, указывает на постоянное слушание снова и снова анудинам,
which means daily,
что значит изо дня в день,
to again and again,
снова и снова
hear,
слушать каждый день.
the pastimes.
Эти лилы.
By constantly hearing from the lips of the
благодаря регулярному слушанию из уст Шравана Гуру и Вайшнавов.
And thereafter reciting, narrating, or describing those pastimes in
личного пересказа и повествования этих лил в своем собственном поэтическом стиле, человек достигает пара-бхакти, то есть того бхакти, которое включает в себя природу премы, према-лакшана-бхакти. Суффикс «хитва» употребляется с глаголом «пратилабья», образуется следующим образом.
So he's breaking it down.
И он разбирает это слово здесь.
That prati lab plus kitva.
Prati lab
according to the rules of Sanskrit grammar,
согласно правилам санскритской грамматики,
to a verbal root with a prefix,
добавляется как приставка к глаголу, корню глаголу. Меняется местами с яб, и буква пи отбрасывается. И таким образом конечный вариант слова пратилабья.
Приставка
китва, представляемая к первому из двух глаголов, таким образом указывает на успешное завершение, что значит достигнуть премы. Сначала достигается према, а потом отбрасываются все мирские желания из сердца. Таким образом, первое действие — это пратилабья, достижение премы. А второе — апахиноти, отречение от желаний и вожделения сердца. Таким образом, суффикс «хитва» в глаголе «пратилабья» указывает на то, что вожделение и все остальное зло все еще остается в сердце, но премия бхакти вначале входит туда и своим невероятным влиянием, могуществом вырывает все пороки с корнем. Другими словами, слушание и повествование Раса Лилы обладает такой невероятной потенцией, что все вожделение в сердце верующего садаки уничтожается, и он достигает премы. И эти две вещи происходят одновременно. Сначала в сердце проявляется према, и благодаря ее влиянию все вожделение исчезает. И таков результат слушания и повторения игр Господа. Сначала достигается према к его лотосным стопам, а затем сердце человека освобождается от вожделения и всех остальных обусловленностей. Другими словами, он становится совершенно чистым, потому что према не такая слабая, как процесс гьяны или йоги.
Бхакти
всемогущий и в высшей степени независима.
The words rid-yog, kama indicate the difference between lusty desires of the heart and the kama in relationship to the Supreme Lord. Kama, which is in relationship to the Supreme Lord, is of the very nature of the nectar of prema.
Это природа нектара самой премы.
Whereas the lusty desires of the heart are exactly the opposite.
Это прямая противоположность.
Поэтому
эти два понятия отличаются друг от друга.
This is substantiated by the use of the word rid-yog, kama.
In other words, he's
saying,
другими словами, он говорит не премика-кама, а ридрога-кама. Та кама, которая есть болезнь сердца, она вытесняется после того, как проявляется према в сердце в результате слушания о Раса Лиле Кришна. Слово «дира» означает «пандит»,
learned in the shastras.
Образован в шастрах.
We already read.
Мы уже читали это.
This is a reiteration.
И вновь читаем
Джива
Госвами.
But he's this is Vishwanath.
И
in his commentary.
Мы читали уже в комментарии Вишванат Чакраварти.
But it's not bad to hear the reiteration.
Неплохо услышать это еще раз, потому что повторение чего-то хорошего это хорошо и порой необходимо для того, чтобы в конце концов это запомнить.
In our hearts.
Нести это в сердце.
The word dira means pundit,
the
one who is learned in the
shastras,
the one who disbelieves the statements of this verse and thinks, as long as the disease of lust remains in the heart, prema cannot be obtained, is said to possess an atheistic temperament. So it is to those persons who are not qualified to hear. Those persons who think that you have to be completely free from all lust within the heart before you can hear Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. They are not qualified to hear because they don't have faith.
Потому что у них нет веры.
In the statements of the shastras.
В заключение шастр.
So perhaps they shouldn't hear.
И вероятнее всего им не стоит слушать.
But when they awaken to the
Но когда они пробудятся к истине, что благодаря слушанию об этих играх Кришны и Гопи, как сказал Шрила Прабхупада, другой секрет успеха заключается в том, что тот, кто слишком сильно сексуально озабочен, должен слушать об играх Кришны и Гопи, и так он избавится от сексуальной озабоченности.
Прабхупада
был полностью согласен с этой точкой зрения, которая здесь утверждается предыдущими ачарьями.
Прабхупада
в высшей степени соответствует всем заключениям предыдущих ачарьев. Вот почему он и дал источник вечного наслаждения, который распространялся в массах на миллионы и миллионы карми. И в источнике вечного наслаждения Шрила Прабхупада говорит, что тот, кто...
What is it called? Пашуха, or killers... Of
Пашуха,
animal killers,
убийцы животных.
That they may not be very much attractive.
Вот они, может быть, не очень сильно привлекутся.
Or pashu means
двипаду пашуха,
which refers to the two-legged animals,
в виду
or human beings,
животные,
who are attached to this atheistic.
Человеческие существа, привязанные к этому атеистическому умонастроению.
Atheistic, those who are attached to the atheistic temperament,
тот, кто привязан к атеистическому умонастроению, рассматривается как тот, кто стоит на платформе двипада пашу. Тот, у кого нет веры в заключение шастр, что благодаря слушанию этих игр Према восторжествует, а Ридрога будет изгнана.